The Department of Homeland Security says it cannot stop migrants with terrorism ties from illegally entering the United States. So this report that they just released called the Homeland Threat Assessment is basically a compendium of all the problems that they see with no plans to change it. It's just, here's why you should be afraid. We're telling you what to look out for, but we can't stop it. Basically. So let's take a look at what they're saying, because the report called 2025 Homeland Threat Assessment basically says, yeah, regarding the bad guys and the bad drugs, we don't got this. Here's what they warn about. They says they're particularly concerned about a confluence of factors, including violent extremists' responses to domestic socio-political developments, especially because of the election, international events that domestic and foreign violent extremists will use to justify attacks on the homeland, lone offenders, small groups posing a threat. Meanwhile, foreign terrorists and their supporters will maintain their enduring intent on the homeland. Plus, trafficking, sale of drugs, transnational domestic criminal actors, fentanyl. I mean, this is just, it's a laundry list of what we've been covering on this show. The Department of Homeland Security says, yes, redacted, you're right. All that stuff is happening. But who does it say is our, even though that's happening, specifically through our southern borders, human trafficking, sex trafficking, drug trafficking, terrorists entering. But who do they say are the big three we need to be worried about? Any guesses? Who are the big three actors?
China, Iran, and Russia.
You got it.
That's a shock.
Yes, that should have been, this should have been a Family Feud question. Take a look at what they say. The People's Republic of China, Russia, and Iran will remain the most pressing foreign threats to our critical infrastructure, even though the southern border has drugs and sex slaves pouring across it. Russia, China, Iran, they don't really, I mean, what's the last American town you saw inundated with Russian extremists?
Anywhere?
Springfield, Springfield, Ohio?
Yeah. I'm missing this cultural reference.
Red Dawn, amazing Wolverine. 1980s movie. Wolverines, okay. Where the Russians invade the United States and we need a wily group of teenagers to stop the Russians from invading.
Okay. And the Iranian immigrants overflowing in certain towns. Is that happening? Iranian, who has Iranian sex slaves on their bingo card? Is that happening? Anybody? No?
No, okay. I don't have any of that.
So in my experience and my news reporting, I have not seen that as a major threat to the U.S. homeland, but that's what they say. Even though they say that Russia and Iran and China are somehow involved in the drug trade, take a look at this paragraph and see if you can make any sense. Despite the lethal and destabilizing threats terrorism poses to our country, the production, trafficking, and sale of illegal drugs by transnational and domestic criminal actors is the most lethal and persistent threats to U.S. communities. Concurrently, adversarial states are intent on sowing distrust in our institutions, as well as confusion and division through their malign influence campaigns, which seek to boost these efforts through the 2024 election cycle. So, drug trafficking bad, biggest problem, but also just keep your eye out because we want you to be afraid of Russia, China, and Iran. Can anyone make sense of that?
Well, it's a huge leap because it would be like if you looked at like the mafia and you blamed, you said that Sicily was a major influence on the U.S. and it's like you're talking about criminals. So criminal organizations, they may be a Russian criminal organization. They may be a Chinese criminal organization.
Sure.
It's not like they're directly working for the government of that country. That's a huge leap there from one to the other.
Right. But it also does not connect China, Iran, and Russia to drug trafficking. It says drugs and the, you know, crime through the southern border is the biggest problem. But also, and it's just like an addendum, but also Russia, China, Iran.
Well, they could argue about Russian vodka, you know, but they banned that from coming in through sanctions. So I guess.
That's right. That's right. And in fact, they never prove that those countries have much to do with our drug trade, except that China actually, they later say, has changed some of their laws so that some of their drugs that are exported are better labeled so that they cannot end up in the fentanyl crisis. So China seems to have a handle on this a little bit, or at least a plan. This document is full of no plans at all. It's just a boo document, what to be scared of.
Gail says, redacted is really blind to evil in other countries, huh? No, not at all. What we're saying is that you leave the southern border wide open, and now you're pointing the fingers at other countries. Like, our southern border is wide open.
Right.
Like, we're pointing the finger at us. Close the southern border. There's a lot of other evil in the world. There's plenty. We don't need more evil in the United States coming from these other countries that we've helped destabilize.
Also, I would like you to prove it. Then let me see some proof, right? Because I've read books about the 8 years of sanctioning Iran during the Obama administration, where they never quite proved the Iranian nuclear power. Nuclear power, yes. Nuclear weapons. They never proved it. And I am waiting. I don't want to go to a war based on lies. Am I saying Iran is the best place on earth? I don't know. I've never been to Iran, but I'm not going to be sold lies to go to war. If you want to, go ahead and swallow that bitter pill. Take it with some orange juice. Okay.
Well, and they asked you.
But go ahead.
Sorry, really quick. The everything that's in that document that you said is some are things that are happening because of the migrant crisis. But it's like kind of coincidental that they're now saying that it's Iran, Russia, and all these other places. They can say if something happens because of the migrants, they can be like, well, they were Russians or they were Iranians,
sure,
or whatever, and people,
yeah,
will just buy it.
But that's total crap, because the document clearly states they know who is doing the drug trafficking. Take a look. It's the Sinaloa cartel and the New Generation Jalisco Hotel, two large Mexico-based criminal drug gangs out of Mexico. But China, just remember, we hate China. So they say drug seizures are down, but only this year, not down since the Biden-Harris administration took office. We showed you these numbers yesterday when Tim Walz at the debate said that border crossings are down. You can sort of say that because in the year 2024, the general trajectory is down, but they're trending down. This year alone, they are not down during the administration. In fact, let's take a look at meth seizures at the border. Meth alone, we're only concentrating on that sort of darker green line that's trending above the rest. So what they're saying is that drug seizures are down only slightly since 2021, but up since 2023. Also notice that meth seizures alone since 2020 have exceeded 150,000 pounds per year. Okay, keep that number in your mind. It's always, in every year of the Biden-Harris administration, over 150,000 pounds. Well, let's look at the meth seizures from the Trump-Obama years. It never even exceeded 100,000 pounds. So never was it this high until the Biden administration took office. Now, you could read this chart and say, well, these are seizures. That means that the Biden-Harris administration is seizing more drugs. Maybe they're more on it than Obama and Trump are. I don't know, because we don't know the ratio of what's seized versus what gets through. So if that ratio is constant, then we're to assume that more drugs are in our country. We don't have an answer for that. We need more context, clearly, before we jump to any conclusions. Okay, on to terrorists. The document correctly states that Muslim extremists want to strike inside the United States. That is true, but if we listen to why they want to hit us so badly, it's because we kill civilians in their countries with constant droning, and we support Israel's brutality on the Palestinians. That's what they tell us. In fact, Osama bin Laden and the Orlando nightclub pulse shooter tried to tell us this, but we don't listen. We just think, oh, that's Muslim extremism. That's, we don't need to hear that, right? What if we just said, oh, because we attack them constantly, that's why they want to attack us. Maybe we should stop that. And then stop the retaliation that we bring upon ourselves. We never stop to listen. We just think they're crazy. We don't hear their pleas to stop bombing their kids. Carry on. They also report that China, Russia, and Iran are going to step up their use of AI on us. No proof. They just say they're going to do it. Here's what they literally say it, under this document. You should look for yourself. They say Russia is likely to do this, and Iran almost certainly we'll do it too. That's what we get for proof, that the DHS is saying likely and almost, they're almost certain that this is going to happen. Okay. What about human trafficking at the southern border? Basically, DHS says, yeah, that's a thing. So here's, they give it a one-page summary. It happens. Forced sex labor crossing at our southern border. It's happening. Social media helps it happen. It forced labor. They don't say how they're going to deal with it. They don't say who's doing it. They don't say it's an increased problem, which it is. It's just, yeah, that's a threat to Homeland Security.
And social media is the biggest problem. Right. Social media is the biggest problem, sure. Right? Okay, so Twitter is the biggest problem, I'm sure. So let's go after Elon Musk and take down Twitter. Not our facilitation by the Catholic Charities, by HIAS, the Hebrew Immigration and Aid Society, the Department of Homeland Security under Alejandro Mayorkas, under the Biden administration. But social media is the biggest problem with human trafficking
and
in the United
States. And forced labor and all this stuff. Yeah, it happens. Mm-hmm. It's just saying, yep, continues to happen.
Right.
That's the thing. And we don't we don't have a plan to stop it. We are not tracking it. We don't know who's doing it. We're not really all that concerned, but it's a thing. Right. So this document reads more like a war document than an actual document of what they're trying to solve at all. They're just warning you of it reads to me. This is a bingo card of all the things they will use to sell you the war next, because they're not clearly trying to stop any of this. They're just telling you what to be afraid of so that you can just it's basically a layup. Like, who are we going to sell you a war for? Here, come jump here. Come jump here. Oh, human trafficking. Got it. Iran, you know, AI from Russia. And you'll buy it if you read between the lines and support a foreign war, I suppose. But it's not surprising, given that we keep watching them not solve problems as they escalate. So read the document for yourself. Let me know what you think. Are you going to buy this and march right on into a war? Or are you going to demand that someone actually stop these things? What do you want?
Cyber criminals targeting people and businesses by exploiting vulnerabilities in everyday tools that we use, like email, social media messengers, free cloud storage, as well as weak passwords. In fact, in the last couple of months, there have been two major breaches that probably affected you. There was the breach at AT&T, which exposed all of those text message logs, and affected every AT&T customer. Also, what about the National Public Data breach for Social Security numbers? Yeah, the Social Security Administration admitted that. So that's where the people at Bunker are helping you. It's an affordable all-in-one app protecting you against identity theft, cybercrime, and surveillance. And guess what? You can get your Bunker application for $12 annually. That's right. Why pay several different apps when you can get yourself for $12 annually protected with Bunker? Right now, you can use the code REDACTED to get your first year for free. Just go to bunker.life and use the code REDACTED. You can download it on the iOS App Store or on the Google Play Store, and you get, just by using that code REDACTED, you get your first year for free. So our thanks to them for supporting the show.